If you hate Mondays, love lasagna, and enjoy sleeping in, your spirit animal might just be Garfield.
The eating you're about to see will not be pretty. And if you have young children, this would be a good time for them to leave the room.
The new Garfield movie ditches live action and goes full CGI. Based on the beloved comic strip, it tells the story of a fat and lazy cat who goes on an adventure with his long-lost dad.
Hey, Junior, this is Vic, my father.
You ever jumped a train?
I've never jumped.
Let's face it, Garfield has never been an action thrill ride, so it keeps things cinematic by not focusing on dry commentary about suburban living. Like the many direct-to-video movies released over the years, this film keeps up the story by getting the pets out of the house.
My orange tabby and my dog are both missing.
Your call is very important. There are
1,046
people ahead of you.
But also like the TV cartoons, this is a watered-down version of the cynical and sarcastic character that stole the spotlight from Heathcliff decades ago.
You must be looking for another gorgeous, lovable kitty cat.
Chris Pratt is passable as the latest voice of the feline, about the same as Bill Murray, but he doesn't hold a candle to the OG Lorenzo music. In the end, the Garfield movie is fine for the kiddies, but it's exactly what I expected, a pale version of his original 1978 self.
Ooh, Odie, you think he'd see that coming?
The Garfield movie gets 3 lasagnas out of 5. I'm Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.